it was always important to me, but I would say it kind of took a back seat during my middle years, and it's been about 15 years or so now since I've returned to it.
There is really something special about playing music, you know, sitting down with a six-string guitar and strumming some chords. It's like this immediate stress relief. What would you say to someone to encourage them to pick up a musical instrument? What can this do to someone's life?
Well, I think the thing is that music does a lot of things. It's a multi-sensory experience. So if you're listening to music, it's quite enjoyable. But if you're playing it, your whole body is involved in playing the instrument. You know, you're feeling that vibration against your body. Your brain is fully engaged. Your ears are engaged. And then on top of that, you're really connecting with the people you're playing music with.
What would you say to someone, though, that says, you know, I'm an adult. I can't learn a new musical instrument. I'm too old. It's too late for me. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, I interviewed a lot of people for the book, and I've run into a lot of people as well in my own life. And they've started music at all different phases of their life. Some of them were, you know, in their 60s, 70s. I've heard people who say, you know, that they worried that it would be too late, and it just wasn't. They just had to recalibrate what their goals were. You know, they're not going to get a Grammy Award.
Yeah, you know, it's not just about releasing an album or, like you said, winning a Grammy. I mean, it can be a part of your life if you just know four chords. It's really all you need.
And in fact, at this event, after the interview and so on, there's going to be a special presentation where some folks from JMU are going to be bringing ukuleles, teaching people how to play chords, and by the end of the session, 45 minutes or so, they're going to be playing songs together so they can see it in action.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. After your talk, Books and Brews, anyone at the event will have an opportunity to pick up an instrument and learn how to play some chords. I think it's going to be a really extra special Books and Brews this month. This is WMRA. I'm Chris Boros speaking with Gayla M. Mills. She's our featured author for this week's Books and Brews. In 2015, Gayla released an album with her husband, Gene, that featured this song, Daytime Stars.
How many times have I drunk a cup of coffee, failed to even taste it going down? How often has the thrush been singing, far away a church bell ringing, I never listened to the sound.
Would you encourage people to try to play in front of other people, like at an open mic night, or can someone get just as much pleasure going home after a hard day of work and just picking up their instrument and playing by themselves for themselves?
So, you know, obviously people are going to have different personalities, and so they're going to enjoy different things. But there is an option there that you didn't mention, which is playing with other people. You know, it's a social occasion. You can learn things from each other. You can swap ideas. And then when you actually are managing to play a song and you're clicking with the other person or people, that's just a really exciting and exhilarating moment that's hard to duplicate on your own.
Gayla Mills' new book is Making Music for Life, Rediscover Your Musical Passion, and she's our guest for this week's Books and Brews. Gayla, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's been my pleasure.
Now I want to see stars in a daytime sky. I want to see crows in the darkest night. I want to feel each moment as the years slip by. I want to see stars in the daytime sky. I want to see stars.